In January of this year, I asked a panel at the IPS Forum if Singapore could consider taking in immigrants based on their family ties, skills, and their willingness to contribute in Singapore, rather than according to some racial quotas. I did point out that the US did away with racial quotas in 1965, and Australia in the early 1970s. The answer disappointed me. Ambassador Chan Heng-chee said it was all about the optics and suggested that minority Singaporeans were the ones who wanted to maintain the quota. There was an audible gasp in the room when she said that. Now, the SDP's population policy is very clear. We accept immigration, but we want people who are committed to Singapore. We want people who have the right skills and talent, who have the training and education, as well as family connections with Singapore. This ensures that people committed to Singapore are given a chance to come in and compete fairly with Singaporeans. There is no reason why the scholarships for students from neighbouring countries cannot be opened up to Singaporeans. The Singaporean students would probably do just as well, if not better. Similarly, if Singaporean men were judged on a 46-week year, accounting for a high-key NS training every year, instead of a 52-week year, I'm pretty sure we would hit the same targets, if not better, than our foreign compatriots.
Our plan for Sembawang goes beyond infrastructure. We want to add elevators to bridges, not just for convenience, but for dignity. Create more seats for the elderly, because rest is a right, not a privilege. Build youth wellness centres, because mental health should not be a crisis hidden behind closed doors. Clean our beach, protect our cats, green our spaces, and give back the kampung spirits this town deserves. And yes, we'll build a public co-working space with aircon, Wi-Fi, and enough power sockets to start a data center. But this isn't just about today. It's about tomorrow. Now look around. Our children are watching. They are inheriting the Singapore we built now. Do we want to pass down a system where questioning is feared, mistakes are protected, and the rich always land softly while the rest of us are told to be grateful? No! Do we want to explain to our children why we stayed silent when we had the chance to speak? No! This election is our chance to say, enough!
Sembawang town can be the model town that is managed with a heart. The SDP has a plan that will make the town more livable for its residents. We want to promote interaction, neighborliness, mutual respect, learning, understanding, helping each other. The infrastructural improvements we have proposed work towards making the town more inclusive, more community, more interdependent on each other, whether it is seating areas, collaborative and interaction space, storages, bicycle care, or even pet clubs. Lifts will be installed at overhead bridges to allow residents to commute from one side of the road to the other safely. Besides infrastructural hardware, the software in the town will be enhanced and upgraded. Version 2.0. We want to encourage and facilitate neighborliness and that kampung spirit. As the saying goes, it takes the whole village to raise a child. We want to encourage interaction with each other in the town, build trust so that we can look out for each other. Sembawang town has good proportions of the elderly, working adults, and the young ones. We will encourage organic neighbour groups so that neighbours in good proximity will look out for each other, be it children care, study help, or elderly assistance. It is indeed sad to see neighbours passing on alone in flats and only to be discovered that they have passed on after some time has passed.
Today, I will speak about a crisis that is becoming central in Singapore, the crisis of elderly care. I know this personally because my mother is 85 years old and her birthday is today. So happy birthday, Mom. Walk around our neighborhoods in Marsiling UT, Sembawang West, Sembawang, and around all of Singapore today, and you will notice some things very impossible to ignore. More elderly citizens navigating coffee shops, supermarkets, void decks, walkways, and traffic lights. More mobility devices, wheelchairs, walking aids, often accompanied by caregivers. Many of these caregivers aren't professionals. They are spouses, sons, daughters, and grandchildren. Singaporeans are already stretched thin, balancing careers, raising children, and now caring for our seniors. And they are doing it mostly alone, unpaid, while coping with tremendous internally family stress. This is a crisis unfolding in many of our homes and within the community. And this is all taking place in the face of an unresponsive, underperforming Health Minister Ong Ye Kung.
Now, two factors contribute to this crisis, to this extremely poor mental health in Singapore. One is the cost of living, and the other is overcrowding. I have cited study after survey showing how the cost of living is contributing to this very, very unhealthy situation that we have as far as mental health in Singapore is concerned. He needs to tell the people how he is going to deal with these two factors. Now, there's no point in increasing the support network for Singaporeans without tackling the root causes of the problem. When you're mopping the floor, do you not turn off the tap first? We need to desperately lower the cost of living for the people. And to this end, we have clearly laid out our proposals on how we can go about doing this. And so I won't repeat them tonight. The other factor that we need to do is to create more green open spaces for Sembawang residents, especially for our youths and our elderly. As Health Minister, he must be aware that study after study again has shown that green open spaces are the key to strong mental health. Mental health is what raises the ability of residents in coping with stress. Now, earlier on, James Gomez and our Sembawang GRC team outlined our plans for our constituencies. One of the most important proposals is to establish a mental health wellness center for youths, which will offer drop-in counseling services, peer support groups, mental health education, and creative workshops to build resilience.